The Nashville School Board interviewed all six finalists for the district's top position on a single day. But WPLN's Douglas Corzine reports the panel ended the marathon session on a note of dissatisfaction.
After hearing from six superintendent candidates back-to-back, board member Amy Frogue proposed scheduling a last-minute interview with a seventh candidate. She noted that the search firm only offered men for consideration.
We're elected and we represent the people who are now speaking up about the lack of female on the slate and a lack of experience on the slate.
Frogue suggested Carol Johnson, who led school districts in Memphis, Minneapolis, and Boston before her retirement in 2013. Since then, Johnson has served as a visiting professor at Vanderbilt's Peabody College of Education. Frogue's Hail Mary failed on a 6-3 vote. Still, school board chair Sharon Gentry was irate, saying the mere suggestion was unfair to the finalists.
That's the only reason why we'd make a change, if it's because about a specific person. And I'm not done. I'm not done. Because if we do that, I will be morbidly surprised if a significant number of the people on this list decide they don't want to participate.
Gentry says she doesn't understand how the school board continues to shoot itself in the foot. The superintendent search has dragged on for more than a year. Despite the drama, the board is still trying to make a final decision by next Friday. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Douglas Corzine.